speak with one of the great professionals on a regular basis from the Sydney Adventist Hospital, the SAN. I'm really, really interested in this one tonight. I've always had a fascination with this, and I should say the SAN harnesses the latest scientific advancements in health while giving you the attention, respect and care you deserve. It's whole person health care. I've spoken to plenty of their people who do surgical work, and I'm often fascinated by the role of robotic surgery. Which has really moved into really some pretty sophisticated areas now. Minimally invasive surgery, keyhole surgery, and operations are done through small incisions. They use very small tubes. They use these tiny cameras. Often they're operating quite some distance from where the patient is. So robotic surgery has now become a preferred option over traditional open surgery. Associate Professor Christos Apostolou is an experienced specialist upper gastrointestinal surgeon from the SAN. And we're talking here about things like gallbladder removal and other things that have become much easier with the use of robotics. I spoke with him about all of this earlier this evening.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me.
Can I just ask you at the start, because you've obviously been doing this for a while, have you always been using this, or is this something that's developed while you've been working?
Oh, no, definitely sort of a recent addition to our sort of options. I first got trained up with a robot in 2015, and I've been a surgeon for a little bit longer than that. So it's definitely a new addition, and I think it's quite exciting technology.
So with gallbladder surgery, where you would have had to go in and essentially, let's be blunt about it, cut someone open, now you've got the robotic system. So what do you do? Because I've explained, I think, reasonably small incisions, tubing, cameras. So what are you doing?
I mean, look, the standard of care for gallbladder surgery now is keyhole surgery, but I think it's just a little bit better because it allows us much better view. Because if you think of this sort of current keyhole magnification, it would be about twofold, whereas this is about tenfold, and the vision is actually 3D. So it's like you're in a video game.
Right. Okay. So you have been using keyhole, but now you're doing it in a much more sophisticated way. Is it like a video game? Are you sitting there with a screen and little levers? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so obviously the surgeon, this has been sort of published remotely, but the surgeon is obviously in the room and there's another doctor next to the patient. So we start the operation as per usual with the keyhole approach, with putting in little ports, and then we set up the robot, which looks like kind of an octopus with four arms, and we place these arms carefully over the patient, and we do what is known as docking. So you actually dock the patient onto the robot, and then establish connection with the instruments, and you place the instruments in the abdominal cavity.
Okay. Look, so how long does this take compared to the way you used to do it?
So like everything in our work, the initial time has been reduced quite dramatically now as we're getting more proficient to it. And now, because we're actually looking at the SAN, we're looking at an audit of our time of hernias, which is quite a common operation that we do with a robot. And these gallbladders are a little bit more recent, and it's actually on par.
Okay, on a par. And in terms of the result, is it a better result, or is it just that it takes less time, or that you can be more precise? What are the advantages here?
I think we're hoping it's all of the above. It's definitely no worse, and we're trying to establish sort of a body of work to sort of justify that. So with the hernias, with the inguinal hernias, we've shown that the patients have less pain, and that will be published in due course. And we're trying to adopt the same techniques that we've learned from that and extrapolate that onto gallbladder surgery, which is very common. And this will also allow us to perform it as a day-stay procedure, because a lot of the patients want to go home on the same day. So if they have less pain and they're free to go home on the same day, that'll be an advantage for everybody.
I'd love it if you were doing this with me. I hope I don't have to go through it, actually, but you know what I mean. But do you explain what you're doing? Are there people saying, I'd rather use the old methods? Is that something that comes up at all?
Very, very few and far between. Most of the people actually want to see the machine, and the nice part, especially the lovely part about it from my work, is when we sort of go through the videos together afterwards in the consultation after the procedure, once everything's done and everything's well, we actually can look at that patient's individual videos.
So if they ask you, look, are there any risks in doing this, what would you say?
The risk would be similar to keyhole surgery. There's no real difference with that. There's no difference in the fact that no one's standing, or the surgeon is not standing over you. We're sort of standing adjacent to the room. And there's actually even more safety precautions with the robot. You know, there's safety checks that we undertake, and there's already built-in modifications just in case anything goes wrong.
Yeah, I know if I was asking the questions, I'd ask you, what if there's a power blackout? What if your computer crashes? There's some hacking. What happens there? Are you halfway through?
Yeah, so we can, at any stage, if there's any interruption of power or interruption of control, the machine would cease, would stop exactly where it is, and we can manually, so obviously the camera will still work, and we can manually remove the instruments.
Yes, and I'm assuming in a hospital where you've got the work that you do, you've got backup power, so that if it happens in the middle of the operation.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got at least two lines of backup.
Yes. Yeah. And the training for this, how intensive is it? Because, look, be honest with me, it's just you and me. Is there an element of fun in playing?
No, surgeons love competition.
Yeah.
So obviously, there are certain. So we start off with modules. So you start off with, and it's very difficult for me to describe how the handle works. So it's not like a PlayStation. It's not like a little joystick.
Yes.
But it uses the wrist action of your hands. So you attach two of your fingers and you almost form like a pincer, and you adjust your hand and you can rotate it, because that's what it does inside the human body. It mimics the human wrist.
Yes. And you've already said that you've got someone by the patient while you're operating this. What about the rest of the team? Where are they?
And so you have you always have the scrub sister, and you have the assistant adjacent to the patient, and the niece is still at the patient's head. And you know, there's been a lot, I think we're on the third or fourth generation of this machine, and it's already got a much smaller footprint, so it's much easier to go around it. So it's actually not as encompassing as it was before when we started sort of 10 years ago.
So what about the future? Do you see this advancing? Where will we be in, 5-10 years?
I think it'll be definitely sort of become the standard of care for a lot of procedures. It's already is pretty much becoming a standard of care for hernia surgery in the States. I think the limiting factor so far is the perceived relative increase in cost. And I say that because there might be a little bit upfront cost by the hospital, but it does translate to much better outcomes for the patients.
Yes.
And I think in time, the patients would ask for it.
All right. Look, it's fascinating. How many of these would you do a week?
It varies. You know, obviously now, because we have a lot of us learning, the limitation is that we don't have enough machines, you know.
Right,
so
okay.
Normally we'd do a couple of these a week, you know. So it still forms a smaller portion of most of our practices. But you know, we're well into the hundreds now, so you get quite a nice sort of confidence with the equipment.
All right, Associate Professor, very, very interesting, and wouldn't mind having a go at one of that one day, and maybe I'll come up and have a crack. What do you think?
John, you're most welcome. We'd love to put you up against the competition of the other surgeons. You know, maybe you'll get the gold medal.
Hang on, wait a minute. But you're not with a person, though.
Definitely not with a person.
So we could do a simulated one and see how I'd go.
I think we'll leave you on the simulator and we'll keep with the patient.
Okay, all right, very good. We might do that, all right, down the track. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, from the Sydney Adventist Hospital, Associate Professor Christos Apostolou.